This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin with nothing less than the future of the American economy. It comes to us, as it usually has the past 4 years or so, in the person of Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States. The Fed wrapped up a big meeting today by doing what a lot of people had been hoping it would do. The central bank is going to try one more time to kick the economy into gear. It's going to buy up debt, bonds, that is, drive long-term interest rates even lower than they are, and in so doing, convince people and banks that it's okay to borrow money and, more importantly, spend it. Our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore has been on the Fed Story today. Hey, Heidi.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, so did I oversell it? I mean, this is a big deal, right?
This is a huge deal. It's a really astonishing moment, a historical moment for the Federal Reserve and what it wants to do for the economy. They are going to buy mortgage-backed securities from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to the tune of $40 billion a month.
Wow.
And they're not saying when they're going to stop. So this is a long-term, or looks like a long-term strategy where the Fed is admitting that the economy needs a lot of help.
Say that one more time. This is open-ended, $40 billion a month.
This is absolutely open-ended, and they didn't want to commit to any timing, even before 2015,
wow,
about when to end the Fed involvement in the markets, which is fascinating.
Okay, two questions as a result. One, what took them so long? And two, what's this going to do to the real economy, to jobs and making people feel better?
Yeah, well, what took them so long is that they've actually been doing this since 2009. So this is called quantitative easing, and it's the third round of it. And it's kind of been a similar strategy since 2009, and the Fed is basically going all in. They're saying, we can't predict when this is going to end, so we're just going to keep doing it. And then as to what it does for the real economy, what they want to do is bring down the jobless rate. That's really important to them. But it's more like, I mean, let's take it to Sesame Street, okay? So if you had to think of the Fed as a Sesame Street character, you might think Oscar the Grouch, you might think the Count, but actually think the Cookie Monster, okay? So the stock market runs on a sugar rush. They like things that give them a sugar rush.
Yes.
You know, quick returns like treasury bonds or those mortgage-backed securities that we talked about.
Yep.
So the Fed has become the Cookie Monster. It buys up all of the cookies and it gives the markets a sugar rush, but that creates a problem. I talked to Anthony Sanders. He's a finance professor at George Mason University.
The problem is the Fed doesn't have anything nutritious on its shelves. They're just doing sugar highs. The stock market right now is getting a sugar rush. But the problem is the real economy doesn't thrive on sugar rushes. It thrives on nutritious foods, which the Fed can't give out.
Right. And the markets today, I mean, they love this, right?
They live for this stuff.
Yeah.
This is a great day in the markets because they know that the Federal Reserve is going to be there for them as long as they need it with almost, you know, what is really an unlimited amount of money.
Right. Okay. So we asked listeners actually on our Twitter feed what they would want to know about this thing. And here's a good one actually from Andrew Nock. He says, how do we measure its success? How are we going to know that this $40 billion a month from now till the end of time is working?
Well, it's going to be like what the Supreme Court said about pornography. They'll know it when they see it.
You're all over the place today, man.
It's
we got
kind
Sesame
of,
Street
it's,
and porn.
I know, from one extreme to another. But really, it is that they're not going to look at a single economic measure. The Fed is going to look at the whole economy and judge when it's really getting on its feet. And only then will it end this involvement.
All right. Heidi Moore in New York. More on this one to come, I'm sure. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you.
All right.